Question.
Last week, my neighbor discovered a lump in her body. What should she do?
Answer.
See her doctor. A lump is one of the 7 danger signals which might mean cancer and which should be attended to.
Question.
If a danger signal appears, how long is it safe to wait before seeing the doctor?
Answer.
If it lasts beyond 2 weeks, go immediately. Any further delay might be dangerous.
Questions about cancer. The answers could help you save your life. The American Cancer Society says being able to recognize cancer's 7 danger signals and seeing your physician once a year for a health checkup are your best cancer protection. For a free booklet of life-saving facts, write or phone your American Cancer Society.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Tenderfoot. Although the famous and to some notorious Cisco Kid never sought gold for himself, he frequently helped others in their search for the yellow metal. For example, Cisco and his faithful companion Poncho helped the grandson of old Shag Miller not only to find gold, but to find himself. As our story opens, a girl comes out on a hotel porch in the little southwestern town of Prentice. The year 1872. Presently.
Morning, Miss Millie.
Good morning, Sheriff. It is a good morning, too, isn't it? Just beautiful.
Most of them are like this out here. Let's see. You and your brother are from the East, ain't you?
Yes, uh-huh, New York.
Grandchildren of Shag Miller, eh?
That's right.
Yeah, quite a fella Shag was. Hardest worker I ever saw. Always at work prospecting. Left you and your brother quite a bit, I suppose.
No, he didn't, Sheriff. All he left us was a little wooden carving of a man swinging a pick and a bit of doggerel verse.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But then old Shag was a queer hombre in many ways. Where's your brother, Miss Miller?
Oh, Morgan isn't up yet.
What? Ain't up? Most 9 o'clock in the morning and he ain't up?
Oh, he always sleeps late.
Well, he ain't going to sleep in my hotel. I always make sure all my guests are rousted out of bed before I start my daily chores as sheriff.
Well, all right, go ahead and get him up.
A grandson of Shag Miller sleep until 9 o'clock in the morning. Hey, you, Washington Adams, give me a pail of cold water from the kitchen.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Miss Miller. If you want to see him get up quick. Can't have no kin of Shags acting like that much of a tenderfoot, even if he is from the East.
Here your pail of water, Mrs. Adams.
Much obliged, Washington. Good and cold, too.
Oh, Morgan's going to be real bad.
Good for him to be bad once in a while, Miss Miller. I guess I got a spare key to this room.
Yes, but his key's in the keyhole on the other side of the door.
Well, these keys are made so you can push them right out.
Oh.
Yeah. Ain't he beautiful? Ain't he lovely?
Sheriff, don't throw that water on him. Let him sleep.
Now, that's the trouble, Miss Miller. You've always counted him being older than he is. This is going to help to make a man of him. Now, as soon as I heave this water, we'll both duck out, and I'll close the door quick.
Well, all right.
Here goes. Come on. Now, listen.
Who did that? Why, you infernal scoundrel, whoever you are, come back in here, and I'll beat you within an inch of your life.
I vow, miss, he may be a tenderfoot, but he's got a lot of old Shag Miller's fire.
But, Cisco...
Hey, Pancho.
Poncho, not understand why we ride to the town to see old Shag Miller.
We are not riding to town to see old Shag Miller.
Old Shag Miller, he dead. He dead for some months, Cisco.
Poncho, for the third time, I tell you, we are not going to see Shag Miller.
Huh?
We are going to see his grandchildren,
uh-huh.
The Senorita Daisy and the young Senor Morgan. I tried to get that through your head.
Oh, see, the grandchildren.
See. Uh-huh. The sheriff, who also runs the hotel, rode out to our camp last night to tell us they had arrived.
Poncho is asleep when the sheriff comes.
See, and snoring so loud, he could hardly hear what the sheriff was saying.
Poncho, not hear Poncho snore. But why is Cisco see the grandchildren of old Shag Miller?
Poncho, when will you remember things I tell you?
Now.
All right, then listen.
Huh?
Before Shag Miller died, He told me his grandchildren were coming out here.
Coming out here.
And he made me promise I would try to make a man out of his grandson, Morgan.
His grandson, Morgan.
I do not look forward to the assignment, but I must keep my promise.
Oh, you got
to
keep your promise.
Now, come, let us get to the hotel. Hop, Diablo.
Oh, bro, we'll keep your promise. Now, go, go.
Pete, got in late yesterday afternoon.
Both of them, huh?
Yeah, I saw him get off the train. The young squirt asked me to carry his baggage. Here, my man, he says.
Thinks he owns the earth, eh, Dyer?
Oh, maybe he does own part of it. If he does, we're going to take it over, Pete.
You ought to know. He used to work a claim right near Shag's.
Yeah, but I never found nothing out for sure. I do know that that lawyer mailed him a package and a piece of paper after Shag died. I was up in his office at the time on business of my own.
Was that piece of paper a map?
No, I didn't get a good enough look at it. And the lawyer wouldn't tell me. But I figured it was a map, Pete. A map of a mighty rich vein of gold.
No other reason for them kids to come west, is there? Unless it was a map.
No, I wouldn't think so. You want some more coffee?
No, I had enough.
Then let's mosey over towards that hotel. I want to get my hands on that map just as quick as possible.
A beastly trick, throwing a pail of water over me.
Oh, now you've been muttering about that for the last half hour, Morgan. Come on, let's go out on the porch. It's a beautiful day.
What's beautiful about it?
Come on.
I was about to write a letter home.
Oh, you can write that later on. Now, for goodness sakes, we're out here and let's make the best of it.
Very well, DeJuicy. I wish I hadn't let you talk me into coming out here to this desolate hole.
There. Isn't it nice out here? There are some chairs, Morgan. Let's sit down, huh?
Now that we are out here, what do we do?
Well, Grandfather's instructions were to wait until we were contacted by someone he called the Cisco Kid.
Outlandish name.
Well, I find it rather colorful.
Perhaps one of those two men walking this way is the great Cisco Kid.
Ooh, I hope not. Ooh, I don't like their looks at all.
I don't like anybody's looks out here. Oh, the looks of the country, either.
Well, here come two horsemen, Morgan. Oh, those wonderful horses.
Show-offs. Silver mountains on their saddles.
Hey, maybe that is the Cisco Kid.
Looks like a sideshow. As for this idiotic carving Grandfather sent us, here's what I think of that.
Morgan, no, don't throw it away.
Why not? It's no good. Here it goes.
No, please.
Out into the street.
Now, one of those shifty-looking men is picking it up. I don't care. I want that back, and I'm going to get it.
Ma, don't waste your time.
May I have that carving, please?
But I just saw the young fella throw it away.
Well, he didn't mean to, and I want it back. It's mine as much as it's his.
I figure to keep it, ma'am. Might bring me luck.
Please. It doesn't mean anything to you.
No, I'm keeping it.
I do not agree with you, hombre. Give it back to the senorita.
Who says so?
I say so.
Cisco says so, and he means so.
Cisco?
Si, senorita. Come, hombre, quickly, or I'll have to take it from you.
Yeah? You and who else?
Me.
Just try and take it.
Very well, I will.
Your
pardon, senorita, for all this trouble in front of you. We will try to get it over with as soon as possible.
Hey, you kicked me, hombre.
I'm gonna kick you again.
Ooh, just for that punch to kick you.
Oh, your father.
You are big, hombre, but your aim is poor.
I'll beat your skull in.
I do not think so. Not when you leave your jaw unguarded. Now for you.
That's enough, black and blue where the safe is kicked me.
Did you call Pancho an ape and Pancho kick you again?
No, Pancho. There's been enough fighting. Pick up that carving, Pancho, and hand it to the senorita.
Thank
you.
Pancho, hand it to you, senorita.
Now, you hombres, get out of here.
Come on, Pete. But we'll see you again, hombre. And soon.
Are you the Cisco Kid?
Si, senorita. And this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Hello, Pancho.
Buenos dias, senorita.
I'm Daisy Miller. Come up on the porch and meet my brother Morgan.
Well, si. Allow me to help you up the steps, senorita.
Thank you. I think I'm going to be very glad I came west.
But what significance could a stupid carving like that have, Cisco?
I don't think it's stupid. I think it's very clever.
Your grandfather never did anything stupid, Senor Morgan. As to what significance this carving has, I do not know. But you may be sure it has significance.
And the little hombre swing a little pick. Ah, not a good idea. Pancho would like to swing the pick.
You're quite right, Pancho. It would be a colossal bore. And certainly, Cisco, there's no meaning to this verse, if you can call it verse.
May I see that again, please?
Here it is.
Gracias. He swings a pick at dawn, unheeded by a nearby fawn. The mountain rears its knife-like crest. It's up to you to guess the rest.
That isn't crazy. Grandfather must have been in his dotage.
Cisco, can you make anything at all out of that?
It is quite a riddle, senorita. But I believe that if we can solve the riddle, we will have found Shag Miller's gold mine, which now is your gold mine.
Really?
I believe so, senor. Your grandfather was always making up riddles like this.
Well, let's find that gold mine. Then we can get back to New York, Daisy, and...
sleep till noon, hmm?
Well, why not? It's the easy life for me every time.
Every man to his own taste, Senor Morgan. However, you have the blood of Shag Miller in your veins, and blood is thicker than, shall I say, the easy life.
What do you mean by that, Cisco?
I mean we are going to find out the answer to that riddle as well as the other. Tomorrow we'll take a pack trip back into the mountains over the country your grandfather prospected.
Oh, how wonderful.
You had better remain here at the hotel, senorita. It will not be an easy trip.
Si, senorita. And the grizzly bear go, woo. In the long, hard ride. Hot and cold, not for the senorita.
Oh, how divine. I'm going.
Very well, senorita.
It doesn't sound so good to me. What time do we start, Cisco?
At daybreak.
Daybreak? Oh, no, not for me.
Si, senor Morgan, for you. I have a promise to keep to Shag Miller.
There they go, Dyer. Morgan and his sister riding with a Cisco kid and a sidekick.
Yeah, we'll let them get out on the trailer ways, and then we'll follow them.
I ain't got no hankering to get mixed up with that Cisco kid again.
You ain't going to mix with him, Pete. You ain't going to have to. That tenderfoot's the one I want to get.
Yeah, but how? He's with the rest of them.
Mark my words, he ain't going to be able to keep up with them. He's soft. You can tell that just to look at him. When we get a chance, well, we'll just grab him.
And make him tell us where that map is, huh?
Yeah, that's the idea. And he'll tell us, too. Don't think he won't. Come on, let's get the horses and get started.
It looks as if Cisco has a real job on his hands to make a man out of Morgan Miller. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Back in 1896, kids rolled out of bed in the morning without any coaxing at all. On the day the circus came to town. 1896 was the year Hot Ralston cereal first came along to provide the energy active youngsters need. A whole wheat cereal full of good old-time nutrition. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it is today. Hot Ralston's got the vitamins, the minerals, the protein your whole family needs. And it's got the flavor, too. Rich, whole wheat flavor. Old-time flavor and old-time nutrition. That's Ralston cereal. Instant Ralston cooks in 10 seconds or regular Ralston. Old-time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
To the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Tenderfoot. Before old Shag Miller, prospector, died, he made Cisco promise to try to make a man out of Shag's grandson, Morgan. He also arranged for Morgan and his sister Daisy to get a small wooden carving and four lines of enigmatic verse. Believing that the carving and the verse form a riddle, which, if solved, will lead to gold, Cisco was guiding Morgan, Daisy, and of course Poncho into the backcountry territory which Shag prospected. But Morgan, city bred, is getting disgusted. Now,
Would you like to rest for a few moments, Senor Morgan?
Yes, I would. This is a wild goose chase if ever I saw one, Cisco.
Perhaps. That is the chance we must take.
Cisco not go on the wild goose chases, Senor Morgan. Cisco now after the gold mine.
Well, it's ridiculous. We're hunting for a needle in a haystack.
Pancho not see any haystack.
That is a figure of speech, Pancho.
Maybe look for the needle.
Even though we may not find any gold mine, Senor. You're out in the open air, getting good exercise riding your horse. When we make camp, you will have a big appetite. Is not that worthwhile?
Maybe for some people, but I don't
Cisco's
like...
Cisco's perfectly right, Morgan. This is the sort of thing you need.
How soon are you going to make camp, Cisco?
Oh, in about another hour.
All right, then. The rest of you ride on. I'll come along in a few minutes.
There's no hurry. We can wait for you.
No, you go ahead. I'll be along.
Could he get lost, Cisco?
Not if he follows the trail, which is broad and clear.
All right, then. He's in one of his moods, so let's leave him to himself.
I do not think it is wise to leave him, Senorita.
Oh, it's all right. Come on.
Very well, then.
Come on, Devil.
No, all right, Loco.
You had better come along soon, Senor.
All right. Come along, nothing. Not when I can take it easy back at the hotel. Turn around, horse. We're going back. Now, get it!
How far behind do you think we are, Dad?
Oh, maybe a mile.
We ain't going to get our hands on that kid this far back. That's a cinch.
Now keep your shirt on, Pete. We got plenty of time. They'll be out several days, most likely.
Maybe they know where old Shag's mine is. Maybe they're going to it now.
All the better. Cisco ain't going to work that mine. They say he ain't interested in gold. So he won't hang around long. And you and me can take over from those kids. It'll be easy. Hey, look, Pete.
What is it?
A rider coming back this way.
Suppose it's Cisco?
No, it don't look like his horse or Stravins. Hey, it's the kid, Pete. Talk about luck playing right into our hands. Come on, we'll block the trail. Take it easy, stranger. This here ain't a racetrack. Where are you going, kid?
If it's any of your business, mister, I'm going back to town.
If it's any of our business, he says. Did you hear that, Pete?
I sure did. Mighty impolite, I call it.
Yeah. Well, you come with us, kid. We want to talk to you.
Oh, you're the man who had that fight with Cisco. Get out of my way.
Look, Squirt, we ain't fooling with you. See what this is? It's a six-gun. This here's the trigger, and if I was to pull that trigger, well, you'd be dead.
If you think you're scaring me, you'd better think again.
Get up! Pull out that horse, Pete!
Oh, no, you...
That got him. Yeah, I guess that fool knocked him cold.
Yeah, we'll bring him along. I know a place where we can go and talk, and nobody will find us.
What Cisco think happened to the young Senor Cisco?
I do not know, amigo. That is why we are riding back along the trail, to find out.
The Senor need to take the siesta, no?
See, she is not used to riding, and she was very tired.
Uh-huh.
I am sure she will be all right in the camp. Oh, there,
Lord. Oh, loco, oh, loco, oh, now.
Well, here's where we left Senor Morgan, Pancho.
See, horse tracks go that way now, Cisco.
He started back along the trail.
Uh-huh.
I begin to understand now. He started back to the hotel.
Cisco not like a man of that young Senor Pancho thing.
Oh, I am not so sure, amigo. He is lazy, he is soft, he crumbles at even a little bit of hardship. But there is a look in his eyes like the look in the eyes of Shag Miller.
See?
But come, we waste time talking.
Wasting time.
We'll try to overtake him. Ah, Diablo, come on.
Ah, bro, but don't waste no time now. Go now. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, some dust up in those hills. Look, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, I've been watching that myself. It is dust from a trail up there. Someone is riding it.
Hey.
What? That mountain just above has a knife-like crest.
Hold on.
A knife-like crest, amigo, as that verse said. That must be the mountain old Shag Miller meant.
Pancho, think you look like a knife, a jackknife.
But let us keep our eyes to the trail, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is this?
What?
Senor Morgan met two other horsemen at this point.
Who?
I do not know, but they all stopped and then... This looks like the sign of a scuffle, Pancho.
Where the sign?
Santo, that is what it was. Huh? They dragged Senor Morgan from his horse, and then they...
Cisco, look there. Look, way over.
That big piece of rock, you mean?
Look again, Cisco. What does that rock look like?
Madre mia, now I see. It looks like a phone, Pancho.
The phone look good. Look for food, Cisco.
That is it exactly, Pancho. Senor Shaggy's gold mine must be right around here, very close.
Uh-huh.
But that is not finding out what happened to Senor Morgan.
No.
The trail of the three horses turns from this trail and goes up into that one.
Uh-huh.
I suspect he is in trouble. We must lose no time. Come down.
Whoa. Oh, oh. Ain't nobody going to come here looking first. Get the squared out and I'll tell you, Pete.
Sure will, Dyer. Come on down here, you.
You scoundrels. Tie my hands and then knock me around like this, will you? I dare you to untie me.
Just listen to little rooster crow, Pete.
Real spunky, ain't he?
I dare you to. I'll knock the blocks off of both of you.
Stand up here. There. Now, where's that map?
I don't know a thing about any map.
Come on.
Even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
How do you like that, Squirt? And this? It's only a sample of what you're going to get unless you tell us what you know. Old Shag sent you a map of a gold mine.
You're wrong. He didn't.
Well, he sent you something I know. Now, what was it?
That's none of your business.
Oh, it ain't, huh? See if you can persuade him, Pete.
I sure can.
Now, will you tell us?
You scoundrels can't make me tell you anything. Even if you kill me.
And that's what we're going to do unless you do tell us.
Hey, Dyer, wait. Look out.
Oh, no. Oh. Hey, Cisco. Cisco, over here.
See, right away.
Cisco, Dyer. Gun him down, quick.
No, you will not. Take that gun, I'll break your heart. Oh. That's much better. Take it out of the way.
And look out the other one.
Say, say, or I'm watching him, too.
Pancho, cut me loose. Cut me loose, quick.
Say, say, Pancho cut you loose. After Pancho take a good swift kick at his hombre.
No.
And now, Pancho cut you loose.
Come on, Pete. Get into this. I'll fix Cisco good and proper.
I have other ideas.
Hombre.
Yeah. Then Pancho got you cut loose, my senor.
Good. I got this other one, Cisco.
Shunted it in the senor regular wildcat.
He's bigger than you, senor Morton. I could wedge him if he was twice as big. You rascally villain. How do you like this?
And this. My dear Cisco, the little senor knocked the big hombre's feet right out from under him.
Si, Pancho. Bueno, senor. Bueno. Let me take this one, too, Cisco.
No, no. I have him under control, senor.
But I own the field. I always pay my debts.
All right. All right. I got enough.
You'll have enough when I say...
Hey, quit pulling off, Cisco.
Si, hombre, I will do that. Yeah, do not tear him on the pieces, senor Morgan.
I ought to. I most certainly would like to. They were going to kill me, Cisco.
Santo Cisco, little senor, not one wildcat, but two wildcats.
I am beginning to see more and more signs of your grandfather in you, Senor Morgan. Pancho, ride to camp with Senor Morgan while I take these hombres into the sheriff.
Si, Cisco, Pancho, ride.
Do not tell anyone what we saw on the trail, Pancho. I wish to talk first of all to the senorita about that. Get up, you hombres. You are on your way to jail. Well, those two hombres are safely out of the way now, senorita.
Si, and Pancho just say to them, and Pancho kick you some more, hombre. And they go along with Cisco just like little lambs.
Cisco does have a masterful way about him, doesn't he, Pancho?
Pancho not quite know what that word means, but anything you say, Cisco got it.
Calm now, Pancho, that is enough. here, senorita, is the place Pancho and I found. Oh, there. Oh,
look, oh, look.
Do you have the riddle with you your grandfather sent?
Yes, Cisco, I have it right here.
Would you read it, please?
Certainly. He swings a pick at dawn.
Oh, they swing a pick.
Unheeded by a nearby fawn.
The fawn that look.
The mountain rears its knife-like crest.
Yes, smart fawn.
It's up to you to guess the rest.
Now, senorita, to identify the riddle. That large piece of rock over there.
Oh, it does. It looks exactly like a fawn.
Pancho, the first one to see it.
See, Pancho, you were. Now, senorita, look at the mountain in the background. It has a knife-like crest, does it not?
It certainly does, Cisco. This must be the place. I know it.
Cisco, the one where first see the mountain with a jackknife crest. Cisco put the riddle together.
I don't know what we'd ever done without both of you.
We really did nothing, senorita.
Oh, yes, you did, Cisco. You've located Grandfather's gold mine. Oh, Cisco, you're wonderful.
Now, senorita.
Here it comes. Can't you know? Cisco and the senorita. Adios, amigos. Pancho, go. Pancho got an errand to do in the town.
Why, where are you going, Pancho?
More better Pancho leave here now. Oh, Globo, let us go. Hola.
There is no accounting for Pancho, senorita. I guess he decided he wanted to go, so he went.
He's a darling.
There is no doubt, senorita, that your mine is right in this vicinity. But I would suggest you do not look for it right away.
You don't think Morgan and I should try to find it just yet?
That, of course, is for you to say, senorita. I have not yet told him about it. My reason being that I do not think a great amount of gold would be good for him.
You're quite right. It wouldn't. He'd just spend every cent of it back in New York on easy living.
Si. Your brother has the makings of a man, senorita. A very fine man like his grandfather. But it will take some time.
What do you suggest?
I have been talking with the sheriff about your brother. The sheriff has a cattle rancho some 10 miles west of town. He said he would give your brother work on the rancho.
Oh, it would be the best thing in the world for Morgan.
Si, it would, senorita.
But I don't think I could get him to work, especially on a ranch.
It so happens, senorita, that I've also talked with your brother. He likes the West better than he did. He told me he would take the work. I believe the idea of being a cowhand appeals to him now.
Oh, Cisco, you're just wonderful.
I am far from wonderful, Senorita.
Oh, yes, you are, too. You're just wonderful. And nothing you can say will make me change my mind.
You may be sure I am not going to say anything.
You'd better not. In fact, you're so wonderful that I'm almost afraid of you.
Oh, come now, Senorita.
But I'm not so afraid that I don't dare to...
To what?
Shut your eyes and you'll find out. Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Ooh, he's hot.
Si, amigo, he's very hot.
Pancho, take off his sombrero to let his head get cool.
Si, that is a good idea, Pancho. I never noticed that bump on your head before. How did you get that?
Oh, Pancho get that bump a long time ago, Cisco. And Pancho won a game to get that bump.
You won a game to get it?
Yeah, I won the game to get it.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, Pancho and Pancho's cousin in the law, Porfirio, were little ones.
See?
And Pancho and Porfirio play on the roof of a big high barn.
Big high barn, uh-huh. See? But what was the game you were playing, Pancho?
We played the game of who leaned out from the roof the farthest.
See?
Pancho won.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Presenting Sherry Lewis and her friend Lamb Chop.
Hi, Lamb Chop.
Hi, Sherry.
Where are you going?
Downtown.
So am I.
Oh, isn't that a
incidents.
Incidents is what it is.
Yes. Why are you going downtown?
To get a vision examination.
So am I.
No.
Yeah.
What a
coincidence.
It certainly is.
Honey, why are you getting a vision examination?
I get one every year.
So do I.
Oh, isn't that a call? Isn't that something?
Yes. Actually, the American Optometric Association recommends that everyone visit his optometrist at least once a year for a vision examination to keep from having vision problems.
Yeah, I love my optom... You know, I'm no good at foreign languages.
No.
Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.